I'm Chris Hagen. For those who don't know, I've been a language coach for many years. In my career, I've taught a wide variety of people, from famous singers and radio presenters to doctors, uni students, and yes, even desperate housewives trying to find an English lover. I finally decided to share my thoughts, tips, and tricks with the world. Also, check out my YouTube channel if you want to see my ugly mush. So let's kick off this podcast with a great jingle.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar, here for you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock, sharing all his English tips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.
Chris,
we're back. And we're going to talk, I didn't record what just happened, sadly. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
Go on. We're going to talk about Nigerian music.
Ooh, yeah. Come on.
It was a bit better first time, but it's never good the second time, but we tried. So, Ayo, welcome back. Hello,
welcome,
you're still here.
Welcome, welcome.
In this beautiful apartment here in Woking, or Woking, if you're from Woking. Manchester. So, tell us, what is Nigerian music like?
Oh, Nigerian music is amazing. It's vibrant. It's energetic. It's
like me.
Yeah, it's great. It's
just like Chris. Vibrant and energetic.
Sometimes when I'm cooking like Nigerian food, I just play Nigerian music and I'm just dancing and swaying away.
Mm.
Or I'm feeling down, then I play really old Nigerian Fuji music, which is like
Fuji music.
Yeah,
what's that?
It's I can't really explain.
Was it like reggae?
Yeah, kind of like that.
It just sounded
more Nigerian.
Because Fuji sounds Japanese, because Mount Fuji. But.
Yeah, it's Nigerian music is amazing. It can lift you up when you're down. Mm. It can make you sad if you want to be sad. But majority of the time, and Nigerian music is very uplifting.
Do you have good artists?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, give us some names.
We've got Wizkid. He's
Wizkid?
Yeah, he's good. Adewale. Pasuma, I think that's his name.
Uh-huh. We could have him as a guest. Get in touch.
He's a man. He's good. He's very old.
Old. Is he still alive?
He's old to me. He's still alive. Yeah.
Okay. Well, even I'm old to you. So
yeah. There's one called Ijo Fuji. Well, someone has an album called what's his name? Adewale Ayuba. He's good. These are like old musicians. Like this is. Musicians, my
but new music now there isn't
new one. Music. Oh, there's loads. Yeah. Nigerian artists are booming in the music industry at the moment. They're just collaborating with American artists like Chris Brown, Beyonce. They seem to last year. What's his name? Ed Sheeran collaborated with two of Nigerians. Biggest artists.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
They are all doing amazingly well.
I don't listen to Ed Sheeran because people say I look like him. Which is not true. Which
no,
is not
you
true.
Don't.
Thank
You're
you,
not
Ayo.
Ginger.
Thank you. Did you say that again, Ayo, again?
You are not ginger.
Say that again.
You are not ginger.
Say it again a bit deeper.
You are not ginger.
Now with a Nigerian accent.
You are not ginger.
There we go. You've heard it in every tonality from Ayo. Chris is not ginger. No. Okay, so what's next?
Up next is...
Just a bit of advert.
Don't forget to follow all our social media accounts. Mondays, we have Business English. Tuesdays, English Uncovered. That's the podcast. Wednesdays, Say It Right. Thursdays, Fun Facts. Fridays, The Penis on the Table. Yes, it is. Saturdays, Sing It Right. And on Sundays, Everyday English. You can find all the links in the description.
She likes to go line dancing 5 days a week. She danced so much she had to get to new knees. Her cheese and onion pie is the very best. Or try her Bakewell tart and forget the rest. La 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 la, her name is Pat. La 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 la, her name is Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, today I want to know what we all want to know because I've received many messages because we spoke about Keith Urban and blah blah blah. What is your favourite kind of music?
Well, I've got to say country.
Why is that? But country is in. Slapping your thigh and
no, that's
yee-haw.
Country and western. But you see, this is the trouble.
Teach people the difference.
Yeah,
will you?
People get
I'm bored trying to tell people the difference. They don't listen to me.
No, people get confused between country music and country and Western music.
Mm.
And the country and Western music comes from the 50s, really. Hank Williams and, you know, and way beyond the 50s, actually, before my time. You know, like you say, where they were yee-haw and around the... But then, as the years have gone on, the country music is actually music that tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. And I've always...
Normally
liked,
sad stories.
Well, no, not... Well, maybe.
I don't remember. A famous guy, I don't know who it was, once said, if you play a country song backwards, you get a happy ending.
Yeah, but then that's another thing about country music. You see, they say, oh, it's too sad. It's all about my wife's left me and my dog's died. And it's not that at all. You know, it's a story.
Also, the children got expelled. Also, I mean.
You know, it's not that. Sometimes it can be sad, but also it's like a love song. It's basically, a lot of them are love songs.
And many people don't realise, even Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Is a country singer.
Well, I actually always thought of her as a country singer.
Yeah, she was at the beginning.
Yeah, she was, but now
it's
not
country pop now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, Keith Urban's a bit like that as well, actually.
Yeah,
but yeah, more country rock. Mm. But yeah, and that's it. You see, there's different types of country, you know, which people don't realise. You know, they just think it's Western and yee-haw. You know, but
you also like other kinds of music, only country.
Yes, I've always liked other stuff.
Who's that weird guy that you like? Marilyn Manson?
No.
Who is it? You went to a concert.
Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Oh,
for me, they're the same people. Okay, who's
no,
Alice
he's
Cooper?
Like, well, he is a rock singer.
Does he eat animals as well?
No, and Alice Cooper's he's quite, I mean, all that.
But is he a singer on his own or part of a band?
He's part of a band, yes. Which is? Well, he has a band behind him. He's not part of a band.
The name is Alice Cooper. He's not like Iron Maiden or anything like that.
No, he's part of a band. Okay. And he's part of a...
So it's a rock singer.
And he's got a band behind him. Mm. In fact, when I went to see him, I think his daughter was on the guitar.
Ah, okay.
And
not eating a bat?
No. Because he always said when in the 70s when he was looking at people that was about at the time, and he said there's all like little good guys about this, like Donny Osmond and David Cassidy, and he said there's no there's all Peter Pans, but there's no Captain Hook, and they need a baddie,
a bad boy.
Yeah,
so you like bad boys.
Well, and that's what he decided to do, you see. And he said, and as regards eating a bat or whatever it was,
who did that? I think Meatloaf did that, or somebody else. What's he called?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon's Osbourne.
But Alice Cooper was supposed to do something, eat a pigeon or something, he said somebody set these pigeons off or something, and they never did anything, but they said, the publicity men said, oh, don't tell them because it's all publicity, you know, let them think that
you're,
and he's been married for years, Alice Cooper, and he always says it, you know, he's got a happy family, you know, he's never cheated on his wife, and he's, you know, and he comes out looking like a bad boy, but he's not, he's a
sweetie at
heart. Exactly, that's right.
So people should listen to country. Okay, Alice Cooper, I'll have a listen. I don't know any songs by Alice Cooper.
I don't listen to, apart from School's Out, I don't know a lot of his songs, but to see him perform form is another thing.
Yeah, but you're more for the visual as well.
Yeah,
you like
that's
a bit
right,
of aesthetics.
I do. Yeah.
And so Alice Cooper, and then country singers, who should people listen to?
Well,
Keith Urban, obviously.
Yeah, Colin Ray.
Colin Ray is one of my
very favourites.
Yeah. He sings one of my favourites, I'm not that different.
Yeah, so he sings a lot of I've got him singing a lot of, I've got a lot of his CDs.
Colin Ray, and who else? Is it Colin with one L or two?
Is it Colin?
Colin with one L or two?
One, I think.
Anyway, if you type Colin Ray country music, you'll find him.
And then there's others, but Alan Jackson, Ricky Van Shelton.
Mm. All men, I noticed.
Yes, I'm not a great lover
of women.
But there are women
singers.
Catherine Matea. I used to like her.
All right.
Yeah, I used to like her very much. But mostly men singers. But I do. Yeah.
So people need to write down these names and put them in a playlist and call it Pat's Playlist.
Yeah.
Say that when you're drunk. Pat's Playlist. Okay, thank you very much, Pat. See you next week.
Okay, bye.
You need to activate your sexy. Silk and smooth and snap. Silk and smooth and snap. Now lean with it.
Lean.
Throw a little sheen in it.
Sheen.
Say say bad, 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 dishes bad.
Just a bit of adverts.
Do you have Instagram? Everybody has Instagram these days. Go and follow all our accounts. Chris Hagen Media, Sir K Magazine, Chris Hagen Language Institute, and if you're interested in what I'm getting up to on a daily basis, The Real Chris Hagen. Also TikTok, Chris Hagen Official. Your daily dose of English is in your hands.
Phil Johnson, baby, please turn on the bumper deep in for me. Let's pop some corn and talk about ways. For Johnson, baby, your prince is now replaced our queen.
Okay, Fern's back. Hello, Fern.
Hello.
Would you like some more wine? Would you like a top-up?
I could have a top-up, please.
You could have a top-up. So while I'm topping up your glass here of, what is it in Welsh?
I've forgotten now. The wine has taken it away.
Gwyn. Gwyn is white. We've got that bit.
Gwyn. That's right, yes.
Welsh is a difficult language. You've got consonants everywhere.
Yes.
There's not one vowel in both of those words. I know there's one, maybe.
I think there's an I in.
There's an
I. Gwyn. Yeah.
Okay, so you've talked up with a wee bit now. Now, you're going to tell us about a spooky place in Wales. I love spooky places. Have I shown you the photograph that I took of a ghost?
Maybe not, no.
No?
Okay, tell us.
Tell us and I'll show you the picture and you can describe it. So tell us about your spooky place. Go on.
So there's many old haunted places in Wales, including near where I'm from in South Wales. And there's a place called Llancaiach Fawr.
Which just rolls off the tongue as well.
Yeah. Which is a very old house, an old hall.
Right.
And I know it because my primary school
used to live there.
I didn't, sadly. I didn't used
no.
to live there.
Buy it and let's go and live there. We'll create a commune in it.
Of ghosts and ghouls and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so my primary school would do a trip there every year. But because...
Your primary school did a trip to a spooky place?
They did, yeah, because it was historical
kind of
as well.
Ah, okay, I was going to say.
So it was a historical place, which happened to have ghosts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the year I was meant to go, I was in year four, then my class, they were too naughty. So I never got to go, but my mum took me. My mum took pity on me. And in half term, she took me to Llancaiach Fawr for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the ghosts that you see there, I didn't see any ghosts, but it was quite spooky. So some of the ghosts that they see is ghosts from the Civil War. So when mm-hmm. England was in the Civil War, you can see a man in a cavalier outfit, which
All
is
right.
where they have those big hats and mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently you can see spooky children. Little children.
Well, most children are spooky. Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning when they run into your bedroom and look at you in bed. All kids are spooky, yeah. So the spooky children as well, there.
Eh? Yeah, and apparently people that go there say that he'll tug on their jackets or on their shirts.
Mm.
Like to give them, like, because he wants something.
Okay, so this is a place that you advise people to go to visit.
Oh, yes, I would go there, yeah. And another way that the hauntings come about is people smell things. So they smell roast beef, they smell cooking smells, or some people also say they smell lavender.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we'll have to go there. Is there like a website for this place? Do you
yes,
know?
Yes, there is.
So how do you spell it? Because these places... Say it again.
I've written it down. Oh, I think this is correct. So it's LL. So that's a... I can't do it now.
Like a radio transmitter gone wrong.
I need more spit to do the sound. Llancaiach Fawr.
Okay.
That's double LLANCAICH. Then the second word, FA, because F is a V sound. FAWR.
Ah, okay, fine. And so these are some spooky stories that you know then.
Yes.
Some spooky things. But I like spooky places. So this is the picture that I took. What do you see in this picture?
Oh, there's a face there.
Mm-hmm.
A little child's spooky face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I took this picture on my iPhone just randomly. And the original picture is this one.
Ooh, that looks like a spooky place on
its
own.
Yeah, it is. It's not far from Milan. It's a long corridor. And when we zoomed in, because on the Mac, which is big, not the McDonald's one, if you zoom in, you actually see this image here. So it's proof that ghosts do exist. Yeah. So thank you very much. Have some more of your wine. I'll speak to you in a minute.
Bye.
Your prince is now replaced our queen.
So remember to go and check out all those nice... I was drowning. She just drunk a drink and it went down the wrong hole, I think. Go and check out all those Nigerian artists and we'll
yeah,
see you
great.
Next... We'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
And what was it? Chris's?
Not ginger.
Doesn't matter where you are in the car.
bottle at the bar. Here for you comes in your ears. Another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block. Here for you around the clock. Sharing all his English tips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.